Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reefa.
Happy September 28th, Jim, and all of our listening audience. How are you doing this morning, Jim?
And Reefa's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I would imagine.
No, I'm not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at all. I still have my morning voice. I am not awake yet, but I will be in about a half an hour. So, no.
actually, Reefa, you sound, your voice doesn't sound sleepy or anything. But, you know, that's one of the things that when I talk to people, they say, geez, you know, I get up a little bit slower now. And when I get up in the morning, it's a little different experience than when I was 20. You know, it's like you got to lubricate the bones and hear the creaks and whatever, you know. But, hey, some of us, if you keep, that's what we keep talking about. If you keep moving and keep busy, it's not like that.
Well, I was never a morning person. My time to wake up traditionally in life is 10 a.m. So this show happens at the time that I normally would just be waking up, and that's been my entire life. Now, as an actress, of course, I've had to get up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes just to get to the set on time at 5 or whatever. But my body clock, which I don't have much of, doesn't really go off until 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's interesting. I've had it where, like, if I have a flight someplace at, say, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, whatever, I set an alarm, but I just automatically wake up. It's like a 3 or 4 hour sleep scenario, which isn't good, but that's my average.
And then well, you do better than me. I usually end up staying up all night because I don't usually go to bed till like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. But that's just me.
That's true. I think when you get older, people sleep a little bit less. What do you think?
I don't know. I've slept about the same amount my entire life, so
you know?
Maybe I'm not old yet. I'll wait on
you're
that
not,
a little bit.
That could
but
be,
that brings
could
us
be.
Up to our hot topics.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Jim, did you know I have a Pope Mobile?
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I drive a Fiat.
You drive a Fiat. That's right. That's right. I remember.
So suddenly I have a very popular car. The Pope was here this last few days, and you probably were more excited about it than I was because I'm not Catholic, but it was exciting for everybody. He was talking to everybody and kissing everybody's babies and all over the place. It was just an amazing time. People were really excited about the cars he drove and everything that he said. And it was amazing, the turnout. He spoke to Congress. He was on TV every day. It was really an interesting visit from Pope Francis.
To say the least. To say the least. No,
so I don't suppose you got to fly anywhere and see him.
I would have loved to, but no. The thing is, when you watch it on TV, you're right up close, where when you go there, many, many of the people really didn't get a chance to see him, but they said just the atmosphere of him being in the town was amazing. And even the logistics people in New York and the police, that they go, they've never experienced anything like that before. But people have waited for days, they say, and just to get a teeny couple second glimpse, and they say even the reporters from CNN that got excited when they went by. They lost their
I know, voice. They had, the reporters were excited, and I mean, they were there to be in a camera view to be able to see the Pope, and they were still acting just like they were fans. It was it was really something to see. I've been to the Vatican, and I can't even remember which Pope I saw, but I went to the Vatican in the 70s. And
The 70s, okay.
Yeah, and the Pope came out and, you know, waved and did what he did from the balcony. And, you know, it's an amazing experience. It really is. So I can imagine being in America and him, you know, canonizing or whatever you call it, when you make someone a saint,
yeah.
You know, our first American saint canonized here. And
first Hispanic, yeah. That was amazing. So you saw the awesomeness of St. Peter's.
I did.
Quite a cathedral, huh? Quite a church.
Oh, absolutely.
Big.
The Vatican itself, Vatican City, is really quite an awesome place. So, but he's back now, and hopefully New York and Philadelphia and D.C. are back to normal now. And what's your hot topic?
Well, I'm just going to touch on we had an interesting, you know, when I go with Eric, Easy Way Broadcasting, Eric, the Easy Way, I just, you just meet celebrities, you know, like I looked up at one situation and here's Peter Fonda standing in front of me and I got to know him. But this weekend we had, you remember the sword with Adrian Paul, and he had the sword and he'd get the bad guys, you know, and in the Highlander. Well,
mm-hmm.
he does the Peace Fund poker tour, and we had a Peace Fund poker situation, and Eric covered it, and it was really amazing because, you know, there's a lot of celebrities there, and when they see Eric, a lot of the people that are the hosting and that, and you know, giving interviews. But when they see Eric, they walk over and it's the big hug. Hey, Easy, what's going on? They all seem to know him. And I mean, you had like Carl Weathers from, you know, he was the guy who fought Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Had the big hullabaloo out there. And then Chubbs from Happy Gilmore. Who else was there? I think Mickey Pfeiffer, Lou Diamond Phillips from, you know, the La Bamba, Quentin Aaron from Blindsided with Sarah Bullock, he was there, and they seem to be old friends of Eric, I guess, but it was really an interesting scenario. The guys, they all went there to raise money for Adrian's charity, and what they would do is they'd buy in the poker chips, and they'd sit there and they would have, 10-12 tables all filled up, and then they would have a clock, and they would have so much time, and they'd be playing their poker, and you'd every once in a while you see somebody jump up, and then they would get so excited.
My goodness.
So they'd say, what was that? Who was that, Rita? Oh, I think I pronounced her. Mackay Pfeiffer.
Uh-huh, Mackay, sure.
Yeah. Now, the problem with me, with some of these celebrities, is I could be standing next to somebody and I have no idea it was because they weren't born until, you know, maybe the 70s or the 80s, and I don't keep up. Now, if Clark Gable walked in there or Bob Hope or Bing Crosby, I'd say, hey, I know who that is, but... You know,
yeah, if any of them walked in there, you'd have a bigger deal, okay? Trust me.
Time to leave, maybe. I don't know. But anyway, Eric had an interesting situation. It was at the Microsoft Center, and he got an exclusive interview in the back executive room with about 10 of the executives at this big table, and he did a little conference, or what would you call it, a little interview with them all. He passed the mic along, and everybody got to tell a little bit about themselves and so on. But it was really exciting. I wish Aretha Gray could have been there. She would have enjoyed herself, walked the carpet and everything. But
yeah, I'm not a poker player.
No. Well, I remember, Aretha, I remember. I sat next to you, and I had to lend you some chips.
No. I'm not a poker player. I used to be, but I haven't played in years. I'm not a poker player anymore.
Well, he got this.
Well,
event.
It sounds like it was a wonderful event and very exciting,
amazing.
And that brings us up to our first commercial.
And he got it on almost the first page of Google on the first day. That was amazing.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. you can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
We've got some time today, and if anybody's interested in calling in, they can call us at 914-338-1303. Press 1, and you'll be in the queue to talk to us, ask any questions. Again, that number is 914-338-1303 for the next few minutes. We'll be taking any calls if anybody's interested in talking to Jim. I know no one's interested in talking to me.
Well, Rita, everybody I've been running into at these events, and we go to a lot of events, they're all like saying how fast they notice the time is going by. They had plans in July and August. Some of them had plans to go on trips, and they didn't even make it on their trips because so much going on. We can get so busy with our stuff that, you know, you don't take time to stop and smell the roses. I mean, if you wanted to do a little trip to Palm Springs or something like that, people are putting that stuff off. That's what I'm hearing, because they're getting so inundated, I was going to say. But isn't this supposed to be a scenario where everything is so quick and fast, we're supposed to have extra time? I mean, you don't have to go to the bank. You don't have to do anything. You just go on your iPhone and do a transfer, and boom, save you a trip. With contacting someone or whatever, we're saving a lot of time, but yet everyone's running around so busy now. How is that working out, Rita? I don't understand.
There's
that.
Just so much more stuff to do now. I mean, years ago, we never spent any time on a computer because we didn't have a computer. I was talking to some young people the other day, and it sounds funny to me to even say young people, but the reality is they are young people. And they don't remember a time before computers. They don't remember when there was really only one telephone in the house. I remember when it was a big deal when you got a second telephone in the house. Now everybody in the house has their own personal phone number because everyone in the house has a cell phone. I remember, you know, before microwaves. People don't remember before microwaves. Now they're trying not to microwave their food because they don't feel that it's healthy. I remember when it was a big deal. I got my first microwave, and no one else had one, and it was huge, and it was heavy, and it was clunky.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they're small, and, you know, it's just there's so much more to do.
Yeah. If you grew up with only knowing, you know, you go on your iPhone and you could type in information, get all the information, get a hold of your friends. Now you could do it this thing that Eric's into with the Periscope. I mean, you're actually talking to people and you're filming live and you could see the responses coming up, tweeting and texting and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, now it's live. But
right. I talked about Periscope in the Tech Time, and Periscope is an awesome thing. You literally, everyone can broadcast live for as long as they want. If they wanted to, they could pretty much do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You get immediate feedback. It's amazing. I don't Periscope that much. I'm one of those people, I just don't think my life is that interesting, but I do.
Cell phone,
Periscope.
PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. Tech Time.
Well, that moved us to Tech Time, and I'm going to talk about two things very quickly. First of all, there is now a selfie stick spoon. So, you know, for all those people who want to do selfies of them eating. Now there's an actual spoon that fits onto the end of your selfie stick, and you can take pictures or videotape or even Periscope yourself eating from this selfie spoon. I know. That's a little much for me, but it's out there, and I'm sure as many people take selfies of them eating and of their food, I'm sure that there is a market for that. But the main thing I wanted to talk about was Windows 10. Windows 10 was released. I'm always talking about Apple products, but I know that there are some people out there that actually still use Windows. Windows 10 wasn't supposed to be released until the fall, so I think they were trying to compete with Apple with coming out with something new. So they released it a little early, and so they have had a few problems with Windows 10, with compatibility and with a few things, but not a lot. So not enough to say don't update to Windows 10. If you've got Windows 7 or even Windows 8, a lot of people didn't like Windows 8. So Windows 10 is out. It's got some new features. They say it's the best Windows ever. I remember back when I had a PC, and I think I forgot which one. Windows 98 was the big deal that came out. Well, Windows 10 is like the huge update. They're going to be doing another update probably in November when it originally was supposed to come out that'll fix all the bugs that are in it. And I'm sure they'll do little updates between now and then. The main way you can tell if your computer is compatible with Windows 10 is Microsoft will send you an invitation to update, and they actually can go through your computer, find out if it's compatible with everything you have on there, and if it is, then they'll send you an invitation to update, and that means you shouldn't have any problems. If you want to go ahead and update before you get the invitation, you can go to Microsoft and you can get it updated. It'll check your computer. They do have a compatibility app. It'll check your computer, and it'll tell you if it's not compatible and if you should wait until the next update comes out. But Windows 10 is out. It is working. It is running. Some people love it. Some people are having problems with it. If you're one of those people that's not a first adapter, wait. Just wait. And by November, they should have all the kinks out. And your computer will work perfectly fine with whatever you're running now, whether it's Windows 7, Windows 8, unless it's a real old version of Microsoft Windows. It should be fine. And go out there and get that selfie stick spoon so you can Periscope yourself eating breakfast.
Wow. So you can have your breakfast and do your technology while you're looking down into your milk. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Gems.
Well, you like to find interesting places to go, somewhere different, just a little bit off the beaten path, sometimes really off the beaten path. Well, some of these places may be a little costly to go to, but you know what? They're so interesting, it's worth just looking up, and I'll try to get you the spelling. Doing a little research, listfirst.com, an article by Amy Myrinsky, found 10 interesting places, and while I'm researching these, I'm going, wow, this isn't man-made or some kind of custom artwork. I'm going to go down and I'll just give you a couple of them. At spot number 10, you have Pumkale Turkey, P-U-M-U-K-A-L-E, Turkey. It's a calcite that are in the water that causes amazing formations and pools and so on and so forth. And you look at it, and it's just artwork, it looks like. So we'll just go through these quickly. Write them down, you research them, and maybe if you can afford it, you can go out and visit some of these places. Number 9 is Hells of Beppu, Japan, B-E-P-P-U, with 2,800 hot springs are on this island of K-Y-U-S-H-U. Okay, that's 2,800 of these very interesting little hot springs that are all over. And each one has a separate name, and they're very unique looking. I mean, it's not like your normal hot spring. We have Shangqshn China, considered a sacred place used by the Taoists for meditation. It's a heavy white cloud that just hovers over these mountains that it looks like something out of Edward Scissorhands or this unique pointed peaked edges, black mountain rocks and everything. And it's just with this layer of blanket of clouds that lays over it, it's really amazing. So the plain of Joslow, basically just think of jars. And it's called the Plain of Jars, and L-A-O. Okay, so they're not really jars. They're more like big drums. And it's the oldest archaeological mystery of Southwest Asia. Pharaohs looking, they date back 3,000 years ago. And there's just hundreds of these sites. There's 100 to 400 barrels in each site. And then you got Spotted Lake of O-S-O-Y-O-O, British Columbia. That's an amazing thing to just look at. And I'll give you one more because I think my time's about up. C-H-A-M-A-R-E-L, Carmela Falls, and the colored earth. It's an undersea volcano. It was undersea. It's not anymore. Now it's on the surface, I mean, probably millions of years old. But you look at it, and it's just unbelievable. And then the Red River, Rio, T-I-N-T-O, Spain, has this Red River because of the iron content inside. And then Fly, Geyser in Reno, you got the big geyser. So I think, I'll throw in one more. In Brazil, veiled LUA, there's a stone basin that the water is cut and has left these stone, it looks like artwork, all along the riverbed. Really amazing. And the Gano Crystals of Colombia is the number one spot. It's just a river full of clean water, wells, hollows, and amazing colors. And just check out some of these places. You can go through the list again that I gave you when you go on our archive shows. And these 10 spots are just, when you look at them in a picture, they're amazing, and possibly you can make a trip to some of these places and take pictures, and you won't believe it. You ever been to any of them, Rita?
I've never been to any of those, and I've really never seen any great wonders of the world. I haven't even seen the redwoods. I did see a volcano, an active volcano in Hawaii, and I've been to Moss Gardens in Japan. But I need to go see some more of these wonders of the world because they are actually beautiful. I have seen beautiful places.
Okay. Well, you've been to the pyramids.
I haven't been to the pyramids. No, I've been to Africa, but I haven't been to Egypt. I haven't seen the pyramids.
All right. Well,
I've got to go see some of those more wonders of the world. Like I said, I tend to go places where it's fun. You know, I go to Disneyland. But I should more of these natural wonders.
I would like to get up to the, have you been to Yellowstone?
I have not.
I would love to get to Yellowstone. I mean, it's not like it's all that far, and the redwoods and that. I mean, it's not too far for us to go up north. But I would love to go up there. But as far as, like, throwing a tent down or sleeping out in, under the stars, I don't know. I mean, the last time Eric and I went to this camp deal, we got inundated with wasps. When we made breakfast outside, there's wasps all over our breakfast stuff to the point where we left, you know. It just wasn't too comfortable. So I don't know. I don't get that many wasps when they stay at the Marriott.
Well, that's true. That's true. I did go on safari in Kenya, and we had monkeys running around at breakfast, and we did sleep in a tent, but the tent was like staying in a luxury hotel, but it was a tent, and it was really funny because they told us that we had to make sure that we locked the zipper on the tent because the monkeys would come into the tent and steal your stuff. And we had apparently forgot to lock it, but we zipped it. And they come in and they turn down your beds, but we had gone in for a nap. And the guy came in to turn down the beds, and when I heard the zipper go up, I just started screaming hysterically. I was convinced it was a monkey coming into the tent. It was not. But that was a nice camping experience. I mean, the tents were huge and luxurious with showers and toilets. They were wonderful. It wasn't like, you know, your granddad's camping experience. It wasn't a pup tent.
My dad had a story when he went to Yellowstone. I think it was Yellowstone or somewhere up there in the mountains. And he brought my older brothers, and he said that it was a little bit, a little bit iffy because there was a lot of bears reported around the area. And you really, it's not a good idea to keep food stored away in your tent. You know, imagine keeping it up in a tree or something, because that can get, you know, you hear stories about the bears and everything.
Well, that's what they told us in Kenya, that, you know, the monkeys. Now, we were in the compound, we were, in theory, fenced, so the lions and the elephants couldn't get in. But the monkeys, you know, climbed the fence, and the monkeys were everywhere.
Okay, so you're talking about a pretty long trip there. What's the process when you need your passport and so on? But don't you have to get a battery of shots? You know, don't you need to have some shots before you go?
You don't have to have as many shots as you used to. I first went overseas in 72, and then you had to have, literally, you had to plan in advance because you had to take a series of shots before you could go. Now, not so many shots. It's like fevers required, and that's the big one. But you need your tetanus shot that you should have, even in America, every 10 years. So it just, it's not as many shots, or they give them to you all at once. I'm not sure which. But it's definitely not as, I've been overseas a few times in the last 10, 15 years. Definitely not as many shots as you had to take in the 70s. I think a lot of those diseases have been eradicated, even in the foreign countries, so you don't need any. But the malaria and the yellow fever, I know, are the two that they require, because there's still a lot of yellow fever. There's a lot of malaria still, at least in Africa. And it depends on what country you're going to, too. So, but you do need to plan ahead. You don't wake up in the morning and decide you're going overseas tomorrow, even if you still have your passport.
Well, we missed you at the event refill. I was kind of looking forward to seeing you doing your poker hand. But what the good thing is Eric is very powerful on social media, and within a day he got it just about ranked on the first page on Google, and his app process is just amazing. Well, you know about the apps. You're an expert in that field, but his app is just amazing. And the Peace Fund Games, you're going to be able to see them coming up on Google. And Easy Way Broadcasting, go to the events and the Peace Fund Games. It was just amazing. And I know you would have enjoyed it, but I know you're probably booked that day. But we will hopefully catch you at the next one, or we will at the next event's coming up. But when Eric gets there, it's amazing how he pulls out his phone and people start gathering around him, and he gets this stuff just everywhere. People are saying, hey, I'm getting phone calls that I was just seeing. It was like a minute ago, Eric Feldman. How does that's amazing the way that works. I'm just...
That means we should all join Eric on Periscope. I don't think I follow Eric on Periscope. I'll have to join him. So you go to Periscope, and if you look up Easy Way, or it's probably Easy Way, it'll be there, and you can find him on Periscope. See what he's doing live.
They call it Off the Top, Rita. That's what they call it. He's got a group Off the Top. And everybody's meeting each other, and they're all excited, and they're just it's off the top, is what he calls the situation. And what's next, Reith? I mean, where are we going now that you can literally hold your phone, people can see you talking, and you see their messages down below, and then the hearts, Reith. Do you know about the hearts? If they like,
you tap
your
phone, and you send
phone.
Love. All
yeah.
you got to do is be on the Periscope, tap your phone, and the hearts come up, and you're just showing them all the love.
I imagine they need a big server. I don't know about that.
I'm sure. Well, we're just
here
about out of time, Jim. We will be back
again
next Monday morning, 10 a.m., easywaybroadcasting.com. You can check us out on Facebook. We're our Baby Boomers Live on Facebook, easywaybroadcasting.com, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, on Periscope. Easy Way's just everywhere. Just look for Eric, and he'll be everywhere.
We talk through our calls. We had several callers, but that's okay. We'll get you guys next week, guys, and thanks for stopping in with Reith and I, and hopefully you'll tune in with us next week.
All right. Have a good week.
So long, Reith.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, Star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.